eyongera okulabika nga tulamba olwa enku za sitaani eri katonda n'eri ekkanisa oba eri abantu ba katonda omulamu yesu yeebazibwe nnyo
praise jesus so much
amanya n'eddoboozi
by name and voice
mutume Ronald Hope Witness
Pastor Ronald Hope Witness
omune musumba
together with Pastor Posa
twagala nnyo mu linnya lya yesu
love you so much in the name of jesus
boza ku neighbor wotutandike
read for me your neighbor and we begin
omwagalisa ebisinga obulungi
and wish them the better things
ebiva ku nnamulondo ya katonda
which come from the throne of God
yesu yeebazibwe
praise jesus
tukyagenda mu maaso n'okulaba omwoyo wa katonda n'ebikolwa bye by'obutuukirivu
we're moving on to see the spirit of the Lord and his works of righteousness
n'omwoyo gwa sitaani n'ebikolwa byage ebitali bya butuukirivu
and the spirit of the devil and its works of unrighteousness
era nga tugenda mu maaso n'okulaba siru ya sitaani
and we're moving on to see the seal of the devil
ekolebwa emiyomukaaga egyekifuula nnenge
which is made up of the six spirits which are twisted
egijjudde ekikolimo
which are full of a curse
n'obulimba bwonna
and they hail the deception
n'abagoberera okukola ennamba eno 666
and they follow to engrave the number 666
twasooka okuzuula omuntu oyo
we first discover that person
nga ku bikulwa 13 bwetugamba
as revelation 13 tells us
15-17 erinnya ly'omuntu oyo
that the name of that person
n'ennamba ye
and his number
666
the number 666
naye nga omuntu twamuzuula
but we discovered the person
nga ye Lucifer
and he's Lucifer
okusinziira mu Isaiah 14:12
according to Isaiah 14:12
nga ayitibwa Lucifer
and he's called Lucifer
era nga yali kerubi yafukibwako amafuta
and he was an anointed cherubim
okusinziira ku Ezekieli 28
according to Ezekiel 28
olw'11
from verse 11
paka 25
unto 25
naye n'agwa
but he fell
n'amanyibwa nga Satani
and was known as the devil
omusoto ogwedda
the old serpent
omulimba w'ensi zonna
the deceiver of the entire world
nga bw'ayogerwako mu kubikwa 12:7
spoken of in Revelation 12:7
okuva ku olwo olw'omusanvu paka olw'ekkumi
from verse 7 unto 10
yali kerubi number 3
he was the third cherubim
ku bakerubi ababiri abaasigalawo mu Yerusalemu
among the two remained in Jerusalem city
okusinziira ku Ezekieli 10
according to Ezekiel 10
olw'okuba yali akwata ekifo ekyokusatu
because was number 3
tugenda kuzuula ennamba 666 weeva emirundi esatu
going to discover where 666 comes from
nga tutegeezebwa
and we are made to know
ku bikulibwa 16
revelation 16
egenda mu maaso n'otulaga
it moves on to show us
nti emizimu emibi esatu eginga ebikere
but the three evil spirits which are like frogs
yava mu kamwa k'ogusota
they came from the mouth of the dragon
kamwa k'ensolo
the name mouth of the beast
n'ennabbi w'obulimba
and the false prophet
nga bano bwe bakola sitampu ezo oba mukaaga emirundi esatu
and these three endorse on the 36 to appear 366. Now we have been discovering how the first six was made. When we first got to know that the devil was an anointed cherubim from the seven spirits of the Lord. When the spirit of the Lord was sourced from him, he remained of the three on the right hand and the three from the left hand. And it means meaning, as we've been seeing, the spirit of wisdom which is of deception, the spirit of false understanding, the spirit of false counsel, and right now we see the power which is not good, the spirit of power which is not good, and the spirits of the devil. We are closer to see the fifth spirit, the knowledge which is false, and the fear which is false. And now we shall see how the number six is finished. But we are winding up what concerns the powers of deception. We heard that even capturing the snatch us right from our mother's breasts. And they reach a point and they cut off out the heads of people. And they're the ones controlling human heads. Now this cutting off is not that you don't have your head on yourself. They photocopy it through sorcery and magic. And they possess them and control you by remote.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Like
we first had in Job. Let's get back briefly. As we're going to know how we're going to escape. and to continue to see the way they pass through systems like music, football, and they control people wherever they want to enter them in those groups, and they take all the understanding from them,
so
that to fellowship towards God becomes very hard, most so when it involves knowing and understanding Him. Praise Jesus. We are in Job 24. Job 24 from verse 9.
Waliwo abakwakula abatalina kitaabwe okubajja ku mabeere.
Right from the breast. We've been explained of this.
That
they make you forget the 9 months which you spent in the womb.
For
those that once explain where you've come from, how were you made? When we reach on earth, we'll give you one day. And we say we've begun to count your years from that one day.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And we show you
something new. Another family you come from. Now we heard. That they may have seen that the one who is going to come on earth, you're going to be a very hard person. And they want to snatch the child from the womb. And they are sucking the blood from there. But many times God fights and we reach. They say, now we know that spirit is going to fail and it will go back to heaven. But we have not been able to allow its works to manifest on earth. I don't know if you understood that trick. And when you are born, fight you when you're young, at least you go from that age. That's why all the younger ones pass through sickness. I don't know if you ever analyzed that. But all that when we get to know, we know how we are going to pray. All the younger path through sickness to grow. By the time they leave you, they know that you have reached a point to do evil things which are going to affect them. But the other point they say, at least you go from the world that they never see you. That they may not affect them in their
works.
So if they fail you on the younger age, now they attack you when you are older. They have to cut off your photocopy of your head and have it, that they can rule over you by remote. We speak of principalities, we speak of powers of darkness, of the devils.
Job 24
verse
9. N'okutambula ne batambula bwereere nga tebalina kye bambadde. Era enkyala ng'ebalumye tebeetikka binywa. Bakamulira amafuta mu bisenge by'abasajja abo. Balinnya amasogolero gaabwe ne balumwa ennyonta. Abantu basinda nga bali mu kibuga ekirimu abantu abangi. Emmeeme yaabo abafumitiddwa n'ekaaba.
Yes,
praise Jesus. All this we saw it.
Job 24:22.
Era
awalula n'abaamaanyi olw'obuyinza bwe. Ayimuka so tewali muntu asuubira okuba omulamu.
Batuuka paka nga batumazeemu essuubi.
They reach a time until they have taken away all the hope.
At
the end of it all, you are getting old. You reach a time you surrender and you claim they are going to bury me right here. Or you say, I'm going to go to hell.
And
the hope of life ceases to be in you and you hand yourself over. Remember, they have been spoiling your life all your years. And they have captured you in powers of darkness. You can never discover where you came from, where you're going. Even where you are, you don't know. But you see as you're getting out of the body, but you have nothing to reverse. Job 24 verse 23.
Katonda abawa okuba emirembe ne beesigamu okwo, n'amaaso ge gali ku makubo gaabwe. bagulumizibwa ne wayitawo ebbanga tono nga bagenze weewaawo bakakanyazibwa bajjibwa mu kkubo ng'abalala bonna era basalibwa ng'emitwe egy'ebirimba by'eŋŋaano. Now they cut off your photocopy of your head and you have no will of yourself and they control you. They cut your photocopy of yours as we heard. Now another has 10,000 of heads behind him. Others have them within the synagogues. If he wants to speak with you right within his office, bring that car. If you hear a voice, you claim it's for God who just told you. But those men have heads, they are moving with them like corns. Others have gathered them within their rooms. Through magic, they capture a photocopy of your head and they begin to govern you by remorse. It's to say that they have put you within a bottle. You have no will. You are there, everything they would command you. I am addicted on alcohol. I hear want to smoke weed. But the others are the ones commanding you to do that. And when they reach where they are
walls,
and they put in wrath, get hungered, get hungered. After you fight, you kill someone, you wonder how you're killed. They have taken you with the ones commanding you in whatever you do. And to come back on track is not something easy.
But
God restores our will. He's the one who saves us from the power of darkness.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Job 24,
verse
24. Era obanga sibwe kiri kaakano. Ani annumiriza nga ndi mulimba.
Omutukuvu yatugambye
okuva jjo. The Spirit told us from yesterday.
Mwe mulowooza yalimba.
You think that is saving?
Y'abantu abalanga babatemako emitwe.
You see that people's heads were cut off.
Ng'oli olabanga ayina omutwe bwati.
You see someone as if they have a head but they have nothing.
Kasowato okulowooza ebintu ebirimu amagezi.
They never think even something which is understandable.
Angubulye mu bintu bino obiraba.
Let me tell you the thing.
Oyinza n'osingana omuntu ng'alinga musajja wa buvunaanyizibwa.
You may find someone and looks a responsible man.
Naye nga omusanze akola ekintu eky'obusiru weewuunya gyaki.
Find him doing a foolish thing. You wonder where he got it from. You find the old man and begins to rape his daughter. What did happen?
The
possible man working in the government. Yet they are the ones having his head.
For
we have that they can't fail to rule over anyone. Except the one in the authority of God is the one who fails them. That one they have not gotten a copy of such a person. Even God is still redeeming heads of others. You will be restored by the will to decide for yourself. When we preach, we tell you, we check you that you've come back to sanity. We tell you Romans 10 says, from verse 9 to 11, a person believes in his heart.
And
we want to see whether they've come back. And that's why you don't just call someone
that
we must explain to the point of see that they have restored your will to you. They are the ones who even decide to get saved than others are the ones who are telling them accept, but you know you have not accepted and believe. Accept to make them happy. Now you feel as if you're speaking it. There are many people get saved like that. And the devils are telling him, accept that
baby.
But you know you've not gotten saved. You feel that voice within you may feel it's part of you, you are deciding yourself.
But
now we as a church, we check whether your will has been restored. It's to explain the scriptures
that
you can believe that we see that really the heart has believed.
clear the scriptures with belief.
Have
you separated the devil and God, life and death? If now you can separate and decide, now we know that the will has begun to be restored.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But many have no
heads.
I don't find someone just and tell you someone will tell you yes.
But
they have no will even what they are answering, they don't understand it.
There
are even preachers who have no will of themselves. And what is this when you ask him, they don't understand it. Now when you find this desire man, do you think he has a will? What the others want is what is peace, whether it is shameful.
He finds
himself speaking shameful things and finished them. Another, he found himself telling people to kiss publicly.
But
when you see him as an old man, you may even think he has his head, but it's empty. Let me tell these men, they are sorcery. They cut off your head and they possess it. Some of you in the false churches, they cut off a photocopy of your head. Everything they want, what they tell you. You
see
yourself liking someone so much, even if they lie, you feel you're laughing. My pastor concerning him, I don't want to know. If he steals, he's stealing from you. And I will wonder. If he steals, you know, but you say
that.
You say if he steals, he steals us. And you are there already, your mind was corrupted. You can even see every mistake, but you can't leave that place. And you have no will of yourself.
Let's
pray for many brethren. For most of them are outside like that. Cut off their heads, they say that they have them. The Holy Spirit has said, you think I am false?
Those
things are happening like that. If you
ever
see someone put in a bottle,
you may
see them walking, but they're in the bottle, controlled from there.
We
told you if they get a copy of your head, they can make a number of people who are like you. And they come in the night and they begin to beat you. Comes there many and they're beating me the same kaye.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But God is restoring salvation to us. As he saves us from powers of darkness.
Amen. Job 24:25.
Era
obanga si bwe kiri kaakano. Ani annumiriza nga ndi mulimba. Naafuula okwogera kwange obutabaako kye kugasa.
Can you make what the Spirit has spoken?
Let
people have heads is false. The head which has its real brains. A human being has to be ashamed when they speak a shameful word. Why is someone and their eyes are very dry? If they don't speak immoral and vulgar, they're not ashamed. And you think such a person has his head?
Even
when the brains can connect with each other.
Now,
things are like that and like that. And the Spirit says in the next verse, the light of all that will be revealed to the people. And the day you get out of the body, you can realize you had no your head.
Job 25
from verse 1.
Our Bildad Omusuki Nadamu Nayogeranti Okufuga Nentisa Bidina Ye. Aleta emirembe mu bifo bye ebigulumivu. Ejje lye liriko gye likoma. Era ani ataviirwayo musana gwe.
Kyani kuffe.
That who of us
ataliviirwayo musana gwe.
Will the light of this not come up unto us?
Era byonna birimanyibwa.
All that will be known.
Atuli mu Yobu 25:4. Kale omuntu ayinza atya okuba n'obutuukirivu eri Katonda? Oba ayinza atya okuba omulongoofu oyo eyazaalibwa omukazi?
Katwingire mu yabirimu omukazi.
Verse 26.
Yobu abiri mukaaga olusooka.
Yobu 26 from verse 1.
Awo Yobu n'addamu n'ayogera nti, atalina buyinza ng'omubedde so.
Nti ffe Mukama atuyambye buyambi.
And we God has just helped us.
N'okusobola okumanya eby'omuggulu.
Even to know things of heaven.
Kwegamba tosobola kuwona amaanyi gakizikiza.
You cannot escape powers of darkness.
Pozi Katonda nga yalokola.
Except when the Lord is the one who saved you.
Kubanga okusinga bye tuzze tulaba.
For according to what we've been seeing.
Kumaanyi gano ag'ekizikiza.
It is powers of darkness.
Bw'oba mutuufu tulina addembavu ezidduka.
You have not even strength to escape from them.
Jukira bateekawo eddiini nyingi.
Remember they put many religions.
Enzikiriza nyingi.
Many beliefs.
Waliwo zikiraabu.
There are many clubs.
Waliwo okwiga ebibiina ebibuzaabuza bingi.
There are a lot of confused groups.
Nga okutoloka eyo jjo concentrating nti kati njagala mmanya Katonda.
Escape to come that you want to know God.
Atalina maanyi Mukama yawaludde.
The one was powerless because he was drugged us.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Kugamba Katonda abanga atuwaludde obuwalusi.
God as if he's drugged us. Let me tell you, even the time you're sitting here that you know in God, it's not acceptable in this world, in the laws of the devils.
And
not allowed to sit here to know God. At least sit down there as you're shouting. Every time shout hallelujah. You said a man who has had it. Now you are not born again. Let me go here. Shout hallelujah.
Ah,
even this was
a man on the side.
Decide. If you are in such things, you cannot accept it to know God. At least shout around.
And every
place where they shout, there is no understanding.
That's
the right class to be in the world. Accepted to make noise in the class. That's why God had put an order. Time of praise and worship. Time for prayer. It's of that time. Time for understanding the word. It's of the word. Now here,
see
how you things of understanding to bring them in teaching is to say,
if
God instruments
to say,
brought them in prayer. We patch many charges.
Time for prayer.
Shouting.
Even
the one in praise when you hear the voice. Even if it asks to a usual person, they can never be given. The table is on the
drums.
This time you're praying. You are shouting, making noise of the
Lord.
As you are in the shrine, you are calling the forefathers. Even coming to know God. Don't think it's an easy thing. They have made beliefs and religions and they are right out there to make chaos and noise. When you get rid of religions, it's an occasion to reach there. Who comes out they have understood what religion makes you understand?
Even if salvation
come out, you say the man spoke the word. But there's nothing you understand.
If
they stole all the money from you. Now this is the power of God at work. That the one is powerless. God has helped us. And the people who cut off, he said that you restored it to us. And you restored wills to us and can decide on our own.
Job 26
verse 2.
Omukono ogutalina maanyi ng'ogubedde so. Atalina magezi ng'omubedde so.
Ani abadde nago?
Who has been having wisdom?
Noya tulabinki nnyo ebyokutegeera obulungi.
Mukama fwa tubeera obulijjo nga
every time I hear God explaining to us.
Abirimu okutegeera bulungi ddala.
Understanding clearly.
Bw'oba oyagala omanyi omutwe baakutemako.
If you know, want to know how the head was cut off.
Oyinza okulaba nga akulina
weri magezi. You may see as if you have it. These people even act films to show you what they do.
There's
a film called what? Horse rider. And a human being without a head is riding a horse.
And you see another film, a person is gathering heads. But we are not seeing. They are doing, trying to
test
a people understanding what we are doing, or they are not aware.
They see
you are not understanding, they do it more. They are the ones who inject money to act those
fields
to see whether we can understand.
They
see that the world is not understanding. We enjoy. See a film, someone is gathering heads. They say this man is a dangerous man. Yet your head is also gathered.
Job 26,
verse 4.
Ani gwobulidde ebigambo n'omwoyo gwani oguvudde mu ggwe.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Naye nga Mukama atubedde,
but the Lord has helped us.
Era engeri y'okulokolebwa okuva mu maanyi agafaananako bwenti.
From these powers is like this.
Mukama kyava ayogera mu Bakolosaayi.
That's why God speaks in Colossians.
Esuula esooka nyule 12.
Colossians 1:12.
Nga twogera bwetuti.
As we speak like this.
Abakolosaayi esuula esooka olunyolo 12.
Colossians 1 from verse 12.
Nga mwebaza kitaffe eyatusanyiza ffe omugabo gw'obusika obw'abatukuvu mu musana, eyatulokola mu buyinza obw'ekizikiza n'atutwala mu bwakabaka bw'omwana we omwagalwa.
Nkitulokoleddwa bulokolebwa okuva mu buyinza
obw'ekizikiza.
Obuyinza
bw'ekizikiza
bwe mwoyo ogw'amaanyi amabi.
The spirit of evil powers.
Mwetulabidde abantu nga bagwa ebigo mu makanisa.
Every week you see people falling down in judges and magic. But we think it's the power of God. But the power is not God. When it reaches you, you scratch yourself. You fall down and you begin to do whatever you find. But there's no order within the power. But the Lord has just helped to save us from the dominion of powers of darkness.
Forward
our wheels and we begin to decide ourselves. There are churches. And there you never decide what you want. When he decides what he's spoken, is that. You may even stand every money you came with and you give it out. And you go back, even pick the money you left home. Even the one for the husband, you get it from where he
hid
it. And you no more have your will yourself. That's why everything he tells you, say amen. There is nothing like understanding yourself. But the kingdom of God. God gives us knowledge to reach a level of understanding. And we want to bring a ray of resemble in Christ.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
it's been saving us like that. In the dominions of powers of darkness. These levels evolved. It involves getting born again.
It
means when they're restoring your will, you get born again. And you're changed. And you become a new creation.
And
even when the devil searches you, no matter how, he can never access your head to get a photocopy of it. John chapter 3. Let's pass 3 quick. We began from verse 1.
Yokana esule yokusatu n'olunyiriri olusooka.
John 3 from verse 1.
Awaliwo omuntu mu Bafalisaayo erinnya lye Nikodemo, omwami mu Bayudaaya. Olunaku ekyali ekiro n'amugamba nti, Rabbi, tumanyi nti oli muyigiriza eyava eri Katonda, kubanga tewali muntu ayinza okukola obubonero buno bw'okola ggwe wabula Katonda ng'ali naye. Yesu n'addamu n'amugamba nti, ddala nkugamba nti omuntu bw'atazaalibwa mulundi gwakubiri tayinza kulaba bwakabaka bwa Katonda. Nikodemo n'amugamba nti, omuntu ayinza atya kuzaalibwa bwabanga mukadde?
Nikodemo yali omu ku baweereza.
He was one of the ministers, the Pharisees.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Naye nga naye mwenyini bamuggyako
wili. But his will had been taken from him.
Yamugamba.
He told him. I've not understood what have you spoken about. How can someone get back the womb to be given birth again?
For we never
remembered how God put us. How we first existed.
We never
existed coming from a womb of anyone. God just molded us. Now we never thought that God can give birth in such a way. And the thought of one way, how they give birth. Getting back in your mother's womb and you get out. That's why there's a religion. All who enter within it have not their will. And they don't accept and believe God gives birth. And it's a very dangerous thing. And in their captivity, they told them that they slept all their days. And if there was heaven, if they were to go to heaven, with the children of God, we would have been there
and
we are priests. And those serpents are washing our feet. All along they are serpents of Allah. They will never become children. It's not acceptable there. You should believe that he gives birth. How can we decide whether he gives birth or not? What decided for them, he doesn't give birth. Even no matter how you teach them, he's still out that religion. He has no will. He can never even believe it. They can even get a panga to cut off your head. Cutting a head is what they front.
Uganda didn't even
have not got so wild on their religion. Either they cut off your hand or your head. How do you speak that God gives birth? Is that the judgment? But they take it a serious case.
Now
when they take your will,
there are
things you can never believe and accept they happen.
But
you can never decide whether they happen or not. You
don't
accept it even to search them out whether it's right or not. We decided it, it's like that.
John 3, verse 4.
Nikodemu
n'amugamba nti omuntu ayinza atya kuzaalibwa wabanga mukadde. Ayinza okuyingira mu lubuto lwa nnyina omulundi ogwokubiri
n'asaalibwa. For the Lord tells him in the next verses, you a teacher of Israel, you don't know of this, and he never had his will. And the Spirit asked these words within him
to
show him that your head yourself don't even possess it.
You,
elderly man, how can you go back in your mother's womb? Can you fit within that womb? Let me tell, no matter how old you are, and
you
took your will, you can never speak words which are meaningful. And don't think that old age is to have understanding. Old age is that we are already from the dominion of power in the path of the devil.
We
are given light of knowledge of God. People out and what they speak is meaningless. There is a man, we asked him, who gives birth to you? My grandfather, this and that. Before they existed, who was there before? Where did he come from? He has nothing to answer. Those are religious people. When you ask them such, they get hungered. John 3, verse 5.
Yesu n'addamu nti, "Daladala nkugamba nti, omuntu bw'atazaalibwa mazzi na mwoyo, tayinza kuyingira mu bwakabaka bwa Katonda."
Explain what happened in the beginning. When we say Genesis chapter 2, verse
6
and
7,
and when man was being molded, there appeared mist that poured water on the ground,
a
man was molded.
The
breath of life, whom we know is the Spirit,
according
to John 6,
63,
that the Spirit brings life.
What
was breathed upon him when he was born of
Spirit and water?
And there was a mother, neither a father,
but
God himself. And he called us his offsprings. Now we were restored the will. We can remember that we are born of God. Remember creation as we created from Adam.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Many people right in the midst.
They
can remember our first creation. How God established us.
It
is from their mother right then. Even when they come from, they don't know there. And we thank the Lord. He who saves us.
After he gives
back to us a second time, he says,
Ephesians 4.
Ephesians 4.
From verse
22.
Abefeso sura eyokuna olunyirwa biri mu biri mu bigambo ebyempisa ezolubereberye mwe okwambula omuntu owedda avunda olw'okwegomba okw'obulimba era okufuuka abajja mu mwoyo ogw'ebirowoozo byammwe okwambala omuntu omujja eyatondebwa mu kifaananyi kya Katonda mu butuukirivu ne mu butukuvu olw'amazima kale mwambule obulimba mwogerenga amazima buli muntu ne munne kubanga tuli bitundu bya bannaffe fekka na fekka.
Yes,
Jesus.
Nti oli omuntu owedda yenna kikugwanira omwambulako.
That the old self is required of us to unclothe him.
Nawe n'omubiri guno okuva mu
ggulu. Even a body from heaven.
Okusinda ku Bakolosi ekyokubiri
ttaano. 2 Corinthians 5.
N'obanga olina emitwe kati kyenkana ebiri.
And right now you appear having two heads.
Kubanga kuli ombiri okuva mu ggulu.
But the body from heaven
gujja n'omutwe gwagwo ogwa zaabu.
It comes with its head of gold.
Nga bwe twasooka okuwulira.
Like we first heard.
Mu luyimba ttaano.
In Song of Songs 5.
Okuva ku nnyo lw'ekkumi.
From verse 10.
Paka 2 mu
luno. And 21.
Bwe twasooka okuwulira ku mubiri ogwo.
First heard of that body.
Okuva ku mutwe paka ku bigere
right
okufaanana.
Head to the toe how it appears.
Kati ogwo mutwe.
Now that head.
Baba tebakyasobola kuggyako photocopy.
Access its photocopy
Nabaguruka.
And they bewitch it.
Anytime
they reach it, you are far as a spirit within
it.
And you have two bodies.
That's why even though
our outer man is wasting away,
our
inner person is being renewed day by
day. Now you
as a spirit is hard to control you,
for
you have two bodies.
You
appear like you see a mango.
Fruit.
The mango, it has its spirit, which is that which grows.
And
it has a cover, a body, which is next
there.
And a hard cover upon
it. And they
are watching over the spirit within it.
Now
it has another
body.
That's what we eat, the ripened body. When you eat of it,
you
get the other, you throw it.
And
the body grows, the spirit grows again.
That's
why Bible
says
that in that time,
when
you reach that level,
you appear
to be like the one spoken of in Corinthians.
1
Corinthians chapter 2.
They can
never search you out in this world.
You've
already hidden from them.
Even
rich and they have stood on a human head and they ask,
who are you?
How come they don't see
you? But
you are within, around.
Don't remember
they were here.
You ask, who are
you? How come they don't see
you? But you are
standing right there.
Now
the other body from
heaven sometimes
puts an umbrella cover
upon you. They
will seek for you, they can never see
you. This
is where we get safe from.
And you say, these
are no more strangling me.
They
which used to fight me
are no more.
They no more see
me.
When they see
me, I
beat them out, I'm more stronger than them.
Counter
attack, who have you been familiarized with? Even your head, we are possessing it. and they have attacked you back. After we've been redeemed, we are given birth
back
the second time, we're given a second body, and we appear like this. Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse
14.
Let's see verse 14.
Abakolinso ekisooka esula y'okubina olunyiwa 14. Naye omuntu ow'omukka obukka takkiriza bya mwoyo gwa Katonda, kubanga bya busirusiru gyali, era tayinza kubitegeera kubanga bikebererwa na mwoyo. Naye omuntu ow'omwoyo akebera byonna, naye ye yennyini takeberebwa muntu yenna.
Kaakati bagenda okuddamu onnoonya.
As they come back to seek for you,
ng'ate bakulaba,
and they can never access you.
Ky'ova olaba mu luyimba 5:5.
That's why in Song of Songs 5:5.
Agamba nti omutukuvu we tabula mu kakumi.
He says that his righteous does not disappear in 1,000 people.
Ekisooka oba olabika eri Katonda.
First and foremost to appear before God.
Naye ng'emizimu ne bwe gikunoonya tegikulaba.
Even though the demons seek for you, they can never see you.
Tutambula mu bibuga
bino. We walk in the cities.
Tutambula mu buli awali ebikolwa
bino. Walk in places where evil actions are happening. But we pass through when we are alive.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
But this is where every time claiming you feel heavy laden. I need to go into spiritual warfare. I feel the head demons have arrived.
Your
head demons are already sitting on it. Every time they can allocate and spot where you are, they save from the powers of darkness.
You
be saved from the seal of the devil. Number 666. We no more can be spotted by the devils.
Even if
they seek us in dreams, everywhere they can never spot you. And when they see you, God is the one who has decided that. If you're going to see the power within you, come on your head to get a photocopy and you spot clear. You see them.
When I must see you,
even in the spiritual realm, you know, the more they touch you a little, you are already awoken.
In the spiritual
realm, you see you beating and chasing them up.
But
they set your leg in the basket and you are in battling to claim your leg back. And they have a photocopy of you. Now the spirit man searches all things.
And
himself can never be searched. The Bible says, even though we knew Christ, but right now we no more know him in that form.
And
when the person gets born again, we no more see them as we've been taking them. We see a different change upon them. We see this person has overcome evil powers.
And he
was continued to overcome 666.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
And
as it's all moving on,
continue
to avoid places where there are powers of darkness. Then to enter into covenants with them.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. For many dances, many pleasures which have been put around,
but
through them powers of darkness access people.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
In Mark
6.
Mako esula eyomukaga n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Mark 6 from verse 1.
Navaayo najja mu nsi yewaabwe, abayigirizwa be ne bagenda naye. Awo sabbiiti bwe yatuuka n'atanula okuyigiriza mu kuŋŋaaniro. Abangi bwe baamuwulira ne bawuniikirira nga bagamba nti, ono ebyo abijja wa? Era nti magezi ki gano ge yaweebwa ono? Era ebyamagero ebyenkanidde wano ebikolebwa mu mukono gwe? Si ye wuuyo omubazzi, omwana wa Maliyamu, muganda wa Yakobo ne Yose ne Yuda ne Simoni?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Because of time, let's go to verse 14.
Awo Kerode kabaka n'awulira kubanga erinnya lye lyatiikiridde, Nagamba nti Yokana Umbatiza azuukidde mu bafu. Amaanyi gano kigava gakolera mu ye.
Kubanga baali bakoze ki Yokana Umbatiza?
For they had done what began the Baptist.
Katugende maso.
Let's move on here.
Naye abalala ne bagamba nti ye Eliya. Abalala ne bagamba nti nabbi ng'omu ku bannabbi. Naye Kewude bwe yawulira n'agamba nti Yokana gwe natemako omutwe nze yazuukidde, kubanga Kewude yennyini yamutta yatuma kubanga Kewude yennyini yatuma n'akwata Yokana n'amusiba n'amussa mu kkomera olwa Kerudiya mukazi wa muganda we Filipo.
Yali agala kuwasa omukyalo ono mukyala wa muganda
we, wife of his brother.
Yokana n'abiyingiramu n'abira.
John intervened and failed that relationship.
Babule kisinga okwewunyisa.
But what surprises most?
Bali basettinga okutta Yokana.
When they were plotting to kill John.
Jezebeli atendeka amazina.
Jezebel trained dances.
Jezebeli yali mu mukyala w'ono muganda wa Kerude.
Jezebel was in this wife of Herod's son, brother.
Baagala okukola obwenzi.
And they wanted to commit that adultery.
Akati kyakola Yokana nga abalemesezza.
Now when John had heard that relationship.
Naafuna akana kano kawaraki.
They got this daughter of this woman.
Na akatendeka amazina.
And he trained her dances.
Like B-boy.
Like B-boy.
Heavenly dance.
Heaven dance. Heaven. Dance heaven.
Naamalala bwega.
And all other dances.
Nekajja nekaruga kabaka mu dance.
And she came bewitched the king through her dances.
Jukira.
Remember.
Kabaka ono yali amanyira ijja nabbi wa Mukama.
This king knew John was the prophet of God.
Kati nga tayagala kukkiriza batte Yokana.
Now we never wanted John to be killed.
Baamutega bazina.
He was plotted through dances.
Wala ne kaji na kumbe dogolo
bali tabanda. Remember every witchcraft passed through her dancings to the king.
Kugendereza amazina gano.
Now be careful of these dancings.
Kubana ko bagaitamo kumansira amanyi ge
kizikiza. Through them they spell powers of darkness to people.
Try to agaro kubaraga.
We wanted to show you.
Ngedije bakasuka amanyi ago.
How they throw powers with the people.
Nemuchamuka nemweyambula nokweyambula.
You get heated up even you undress yourselves.
Atuli mu mako isula ya mukaga n'olunyiriri lwa 17.
Mark 6 verse 17.
Kubanga yamuwasa. Kubanga Yokana yagamba Kewude nti kya muziso gwe okubeera ne mukazi wa muganda wo. Ne Kewude kyeyava amuwerera ng'ayagala okumutta n'atayiiza. Kubanga Kewude yatya Yokana ng'amumanyi nga mutuukirivu mutukuvu.
Yali akimanyi.
He knew it.
Naye ka nkubuulira olaba.
But let me tell you see.
Ekkanisa eno oba oyagala okugisuula obulungi.
If you want to cause the church fall proper.
Ennaku zino bakozesa abayimbi.
These days they use musicians.
Nebajja nebaleta dance omuzibu.
And they bring a wild dance in the church.
Nebabononera dda nebabaloga nga bayita mu mazina.
And they bewitch you passing through dances.
Bw'olaba bambadde ebintu.
You see them putting on scarecrows and they're dancing.
Kumbe babaloga. Sitaani ali muli kyeyekola.
The devil is capturing the entire.
Bambadde ebintu ntu.
They clothe things. Clothe things which are funny.
Akati mwe mulowooza nga munnange.
How you think?
Mazina bazinga Yesu.
It's the style they're dancing for Jesus.
Yesu yebasi.
Praise Jesus.
Kumbe bali mukubaruka.
Yet they are bewitching you.
Bino byonna byemulaba ku matv
simanya kisiza. The television and they are exposing their bums and dancing. Mubeera
kudogolye nyini.
You are testing witchcraft.
Era bagamba okuloga obulungi ensi abantu abasigaddemu akategeera.
Bewitch the world proper even they were still
with the music instrument.
Let's pass through the music field.
Tulioka tulabenga field yeyo yonna tujiyitamu okwonoona abantu.
Pass through the field to corrupt all the people.
Era obeera ku TV
wali. The television there.
Buli kudogo tayari.
And you are on witchcraft accessing right.
Kati babiyingiza mu kanisa.
Now we enter the church.
Mazina ga kirogorogo.
Dancing is of witchcraft.
They
are stretching so like demons as if they are dead bodies.
Now
you think the Lord is bringing life. The Spirit has revealed a new dance style.
Zihulile dance style. Zahachia kananya kabaka
mraba. Dance style they messed up an entire
thing. And he
killed a righteous person. He knew he was righteous.
Tulimo mako esule yomukaga. N'olinyirwa makumi abiri.
Mark 6 verse 20.
N'amwerinda yayagalanga nnyo okuwulira ebya okuwulira byayogera.
Yayagalanga na nyawulire.
He always loved to hear.
Ebigambo Yokana byayogera byamagezi.
John spoke of wisdom.
Naye baamuteka.
But was trapped.
Okuyita mazina gani?
Through these dancings.
Era ekanisa abantu abali basigaddemu
okutegeera
babayita mu mazina okubamalamu
amagezi
kakube bakabaka ab'ensi era twali tukulaga ba
Illuminati
ebimu ku bintu byebakyasinze otegeka
yedanso w'ekisamize
abalanga bambadde amayembe obulogo obubeera wali nga
basabira
akati okuva ku baana baffe
now from our children
bonna buli mazina ago
all of them are dancing those styles
amusona
and their next style dancing
akano okasingana kali wali ku bowling
a child is on bowling or dancing bowling herself
mazina ga misota
dancing of this next style
and espero wesigena mu baana amanyi ke kyaza gayingira
capturing this young generation
ate babirese mu masomero
and they brought them in schools
tugenda tuka yo kubana bafenga
kye baba kozi bona wachure when they have what they have done to them
abasomesa abeko pesa ko pesa mu
tebasa just copy whatever they find
ogenda bale okulita kawarako
they bring you
baba katabunde
and she's already messed up
shakamula simanyi
manya aiya bodori and she's posing
kakati yo mwana bichine
yo mukola what is this that do to our children
bali mu nzigi z'amanyiga ekizikiriza
baggulawo in doors of powers of darkness opening them
Marko esula ey'omukaaga olunyirwa makumi abiri
Mark 6 verse 20
n'amwerinda yalagalanga nnyo okuwulira byayogera naye ate byamulekanga tamanyi kyakukola
byamulekanga onagamba naye
the words left him puzzled
ebigambo ebyo bikulu
these words are great what am I going to do?
Abamwetodde bonanga bajudde
Satan. All they who surround him were full of the devil.
Omanyi mulimu kabaka abeeramu ng'ategeera tegeera.
But there is a king who happens to understand. And they've not taken his photocopy.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Naye ngaka, bwe nsalawo kino kikola
kibangambe. When I decided to do what I've told me.
Abanetolodde bagenda kumpisa
bubi. People surrounding me are going to be affected and.
Wano we bamukwatira mukwekkiranya.
This is where he was captured.
Naye omutwe gwe ne baguggyako kopi.
And they took a copy of his head.
Ne bamuggyako wiiru.
And took his will from him.
Bino ebyeteesawo mu kabaka bw'alayira teyejjusa.
This they declare that when the king swears he never regrets it.
Wulira wansi.
Listen down here what happens.
Tuli mu Marko esuli y'omukaaga n'olunyiriri lw'abiri mu lumu.
Mark 6:21.
Awo olunaku olulungi bwe lwatuuka, Kewude lwe yafumbira abakungu be embaga.
Omukyalo oli yali akulembeddemu ebyokufumba.
All this the woman was the one spearheading all this of
emmere yonna ne bagiroga bulungi.
All the food was bewitched very well.
Bino byo mugenda genda musimanyi gundi yafumbye ekintu.
This you go that so and so has prepared a party.
Mu bantu abali mu nsi n'abali mu makanisa ag'obulimba.
People in churches and Paul and in the world.
Nga baatamira ne balinda kimu buli mazina agajja gonna
teryayagaemmere
baali bagirozedde
bewitched the food already
ne bwera mukungu okusinza ku mazina omwana ge yali
azimamakulu agakazuseeriathrown her legs off like that and she's thrown everything all of them are watching
genda mumasha
go ahead they are chanting the dancing
emmere mwe basooka okuyita okuloga bali
pass through the food to bewitch them
kabaka bamukunamira nga
bati n'agamba genda mu maaso tijibisa. Was exposed to him and he was like, go ahead.
Tuli mu Marko esula ya mukaaga n'olunyiri lw'abiri mu lumu.
Mark 6:21.
Awo olunaku olulungi bwe lwatuuka, Kewude lwe yafumbira abakungu be embaga ku lunaku olw'okuzaalibwa kwe. N'abakulu ba serikale n'abaami ab'e Galilaaya. Awo omuwala wa Kerodiya yennyini bwe yajja n'azina. Kerode n'abo abaali batudde naye nga balya ne bamusiima.
Yajina gwe ebintu bye yajina
gwe. They were pleased of what she does.
Baamutendeka buliwo
ya busirusi. She was trained every form of immorality and foolishness.
mugenda nimula amazina kugundioka amazina gonna siwa kubanyonyola naye amazina gonna agasinga bye bazina bibeera bya mu kisenge.
Most of the dancing, what they are dancing is issues of the bedroom.
Bwe bityo bibeera tebalizinako
bintu. They would never dance something which is
ebitegeerekeka,
which is meaningful. They dance things of those issues of those ends. You see dancing, they are dancing and you wonder what is this? What kind of dance is this? Yet they sent them on their on a mission to bewitch whoever is on a television.
Pass
through the medium of sending immoral images and pictures. And it never worked an impact. Even in the newspapers.
And they
decided this music industry will work for us. First time for them to do that.
But it's the music is going there.
Now, not only the music industry. Even in the football, they are there. You are a born again, you claim you support the red devils. Demons which are red, you are supporting them. And you get drunk of the red devils. You still don't want to abandon, neither to lose them. These days they brought this series of films.
You
are on them, you are possessed by the series. They are bewitching you more. In the powers of darkness. Wasting your time not knowing God. That
you'll
get a gap through which they will seal you.
Mark 6:22.
Aukabaka.
N'agamba omuwala nti nsaba kyoyagala kyonna n'akikuwa.
Nti bwemmala okwonooneka amazina
you get corruptible.
Musobola okuwaayo buli kyonna kye
you can give up whatever you have.
Era bagategeka bagenderi.
And they prepare them when they have intended it.
Buli mwaka
every year
wawe n'okubayo dance heaven.
It has to be a dance heaven.
Oba kitegeeza.
What does that mean? When you put it back in Luganda, they can even beat you for that word. Girl power. Exposing your private parts.
Be boy
and I will be a girl. All this you're telling them to your wife or your fellow man. You tell him, be boy. Be my boy. You are asking marriage. And these powers of homosexuality
and
marriage of women and women. Speak a word, it goes within the people. People of this have shame. The homosexuals are past their moving. You know that it first happened in those nations. Their powers spread in the people so much. If you refuse to treat a homosexual, they shut down your hospital. How can you refuse to treat a homosexual? Or you refuse to pay a cake for them that don't work for them? They shut you down. You have to take a cake for them. It is
eaten.
But it began like words and they went into the hearts of people. As it has just come in Africa, that homosexuality is there. We thought homosexuality is a kind of food. People too are hiding it.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Let's
see what she asked. Let's be careful.
Mark
6:23.
How dare you reach speak such
words?
Because of a dance. What kind of, what is within that dance? Just a young girl.
You
reach a level you don't understand anymore. You go, it's called a what?
Night, which?
Worship night.
And you end up when they have stolen all your money. A man puts you there, you hit by rain, and you say you're getting blessing through the rain. But they prepared songs. Don't think that they are not devils within songs. This time they have passed through it so much. And because the church is on track of the word of God, they reach a level and they pervert it through songs. That's why we are very careful musicians. When we see you getting heated, what things you don't understand, we shall pause you and stop you.
We investigate
who is causing you to dance, the Holy Spirit or the spirit of the devil.
For
we saw others and have got messed up. A boy is on the public dancing. He's in a dark church.
And
he's dancing every kind of wild dance. And the demons reach and they begin to pour all powers of darkness in the people. Go down and the old woman is going down. What are you doing? You don't know why they do all the things. You copy that, get down, go down, go down. And they are parting themselves.
Yeah,
the boys, anytime they look, what is she doing? We are dead. And you get in the church
and I
you reach the sister and you're patting each other. What happens there?
The
brother is patting, brother is eating more.
It's
getting so messed up.
The
girls coming with their funny clothing. Now
brothers
are so eager to attend the
choir.
They want to see so and so how she today.
Here
there are things they expose them and they display for him like that. Pastors first blinded their eyes, they no more have anything to speak of.
God.
For even when you sit down and you close
your eyes,
yes, this film gets out of that.
You can't even
tell sister, why you sit there clothing like that?
No.
God arose for you.
Tulimu Marko esula ya mkago lunyiruwa vili munya.
Mark 6:24.
Unafuruma nagamba nyina nti nasabachi.
Remember the other is the one with the source of Jezebel has tuned this girl. She's asking, what can I ask? The man has told me half of his kingdom, he can give it to me. Listen what she asked.
Nagamba nti omutwe gwa Yokana ombatiza amangu ago nayanguwako najja eri kabaka nasaba ngagamba nti njagala ompere kakano mulutiba omutwe gwa Yokana ombatiza.
If it to us on a platter,
omanya omutwe guno gwali gwabalimu okujjako
kopi that failed to get this head off John the Baptist. Now they say, you know what,
let's
ask this head openly.
We
saw for him in dreams, can't access him. He's the one standing in this generation. Now when they fail to get the head in the spiritual realm, and they
said,
let's cut it off openly, they
asked
it on a platter. How can you dare bring a head on a platter?
Atene mu Marko esula ya mkaga noli nyilwa bili mkaga.
Mark 6:26.
Awo kabaka nana kuola nnyo naye olw'ebirayiro bye n'abo bali batudde naye nga balya n'atayagala kumumma
kakatubuliza
Now they first put pride over you. And they put you ladders, you climb up. And you put those commands there. That's what I want to tell you. That in Christ Jesus, be flexible. If it's not that you're not going to sin, don't put on yourself that me, my seat is always here. Say God will tell you to put it down there. You will insist and resist it. You have to be flexible. You don't put prisons around yourself. For our God too is like that. He can change in any situation if it's not into sin. He can come and become a human being. He is birthed within a mansion. And he can get back in his glory.
So
the problem is what hard. When you are beginning to cause him fall, he was surrounded with wild authors. And people were honorable. How they capture him in the middle there. He was bewitched through songs and dances.
I saw in my soul the devil.
You who was supporting you to have sold yours. Now you are banding yourself. You are chanting over that.
Atulimumako. Esula yomkaga noli nyilwabili musamu.
Mark 6:27.
Amangu ago, kabaka natuma serikali omumbowa. Nalagira okuleta omutwe gwe. Nagenda namutemerako omutwe mukomera. Naletera omutwe gwe mu lutiba. Nagwa omuwala n'omuwala nagwa nnyina. Abayigirizwa be bwe baawulira ne bajja ne batwala omulambo gwe.
Now they took a body without a head.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But these pleasures, let's be careful of them. And the Ecclesiastes says, it's good to be in the house of they were sorrowful than in the house of they were in pleasures. For you saw what happens right now. And he tells you, it's good to hearken to the words of someone who is speaking to you than the songs of people who have no understanding.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Let's
be careful of all those things concerning powers of darkness.
There
are past many of the things to bind people
and
put them in the captivity of the number
of
things, and they pass through the spirit of the powers of darkness. And right now we told you, even in the church they entered with the powers of darkness, like we first heard in Acts. Let's wind up like this.
To
warn you that don't try to
be
the spirit of the powers of darkness. The fourth spirit on the sixth, which makes the number 666, itself in the church is still moving within it and it's moving on capturing it. Let's see Acts chapter
8.
Acts chapter 8 from verse 1.
Ne Sawulo yasiima okuttibwa kwe. Ne wabaawo ku lunaku olwo okuyigganyizibwa kunene mu kanisa eyali mu Yerusaalemi. Bonna ne basaasaanira mu nsi ez'e Buyudaaya ne Samaliya. Wabula abatume. Abantu abaatya Katonda ne basiika Sitefano ne bamukaabira nnyo. Naye Sawulo n'agirira ekkanisa ekyejo kingi. Ng'ayingira mu buli nju ng'awalula abasajja n'abakazi n'abateeka mu kkomera. Awo abo abaasaasaana ne bagenda nga babuulira ekigambo. Filipo n'aserengeta mu kibuga ky'e Samaliya n'abuulira Kristo. Ebibiina ne biwulira n'omwoyo gumu ebigambo Filipo by'ayogedde. Bwe baawulira ne balaba ebyamagero ge yakolanga. Kubanga bangi ku bo abaliko dayimoni ne babavangako nga bakaba n'eddoboozi ddene ne bawoggananga bangi ne bawonanga bangi ne bawonanga bangi abaali balwadde okukozimba n'abalema. Essanyu lingi ne libeera mu kibuga omwo. Naye waaliwo omuntu omu erinnya lye Simooni eyakolanga eddogo edda mu kibuga omwo.
Ono ye yali mulogo.
This one was a sorcerer.
Yanga alina amaanyi g'ekizikiza.
And he had powers of darkness.
Naye nga yeewunyisa abantu.
But he amazed the people.
Asooka tuwulira.
Let's first hear.
Naye waaliwo omuntu omu erinnya lye Simooni eyakolanga eddogo edda mu kibuga omwo n'awuniikirizanga eggwanga lye Samaliya ng'agamba nti ye mukulu. Ne bamuwuliranga bonna okuva ku muto okutuuka ku mukulu nga bagamba nti omuntu ono ge maanyi ga Katonda agayitibwa amangi.
Era twatuukanga ekiseera abantu abo ne tulowooza
oboolyawo
ye nsibuko y'amaanyi ga
Katonda.
Oli munnanga akuteekako empeta n'oyogera
n'abafu
oyinza otuuka n'ogamba butuufu amaanyi ga Katonda agasinga obungi gaano wano.
God, which is greater, is right here. But he's a sorcerer. These are the people with the magic of sorcery.
The
man will go there and struck you down, falling down. And now you think that's the power of God. And we pay much money for that. Here, this go, who got these names are here.
Okusasula simanyi n'oyingira mu kibiina emitwalo asatu
okukola endagaano ne Katonda is 300,000 to make a covenant with God.
Era abasomerawo ebintuntu
and it reads things for them there.
Kati embeera eyo eri mu bintu
ebyoojja
kulaba maanyi
olowooze
ge ga
Katonda
naye gy'ogenda yonna nga waliyo
amaanyi
n'otamulisibwa bya bwakabaka bwa mu ggulu
ne
mubeera nga buli nnaku nga mulimu maanyi
baba
baziba maaso
ennambaluka
6:6 egenda maaso
n'okulagenda.
Atuli mu bikola batume essula ya 8 olunyiriri lwa 11 ne bamuwuliranga kubanga ennaku nnyingi yabawuniikirizanga n'okuloga kwe
nga mulogo naye nga bali balowooza alina amaanyi g'oli
Katonda
kakati mwe mujja kudda ku basajja akukuza emitwalo
omuceere
gwa mitwalo
egi
ng'ali awo mulogo gwe mu muntu ategeera obulungi
naba
bakulimi bate tuyinza kugula
muceere except when you two are already bewitched.
Ate baalugana ensi eno teryayogera.
They bewitched even the world. No one speaks of it.
Mwenna musirika
muti. All of you keep silent.
Baasooka kuloga nsi
yonna. They must bewitch the entire world.
Naye si ffe.
But not us.
Tulinganga ab'omunsi ne tuli baawa.
We are like of the world, but not of this world.
Atuli mu bikola batume essula ya 8 olunyi lwa 12.
Acts 8:12.
Naye bwe bakkiriza Filipo ng'abuulira enkiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda n'erinnya lya Yesu Kristo ne babatizibwa abasajja n'abakazi era ne Simooni yennyini n'akkiriza.
Kaakati ne Simooni
now Simon
kigendo okizuulibwa ng'amaanyi wadde abadde agalina
neyiganaye
naye bamutemako omuntu tamanyi byabadde
akola naye
baali bamuggyako
wiriati
ye ng'alaba maanyi
gajja.
Yesu yebaza.
Praise Jesus.
Yayingira mu ndagaano.
He entered in a covenant.
Yesu yebamuwambira ne bamuggyako.
Captured and his will taken from him.
Mulimu n'abantu bemula banga si bebo.
People you see are not themselves.
Bamuggyawo dda.
He was already taken away.
Bali bebamukoza gino amaanyi g'ekizikiza.
Powers of darkness are one working within him.
Ekinaavaamu nga tandika bagamba.
After I will tell you.
Mugambe Katonda wa Feroni.
Say our God Roni.
Kumbe ekiri mu ye.
Yet what is in him?
Yemaanyi ag'ekizikiza.
It is the powers of darkness.
Kale tulina okwegendereza ebigambo
ebyo. Now we have to be careful of such words.
Luka batume 13.
Acts 13.
Batugamba bano bannabbi abalogo bali mu makanisa.
They said that these prophets were sorcerers and judges.
Luka batume 13.
Let's see verse 6.
Luka batume 13 n'olunyiriri lw'omukaaga.
Acts 13 verse 6.
Bwe baayita ku kizinga kyonna okutuuka Epafo ne balaba omuntu omulogo nabbi w'obulimba Omuyudaaya erinnya lye Balisa eyali awamu n'owessaza Omuruumi Serugiyo Pawulo. Omuntu ow'amagezi oyo n'ayita Balunabba ne Sawulo n'ayagala okuwulira ekigambo kya Katonda.
Ono yali nabbi nga muki?
This was a prophet, Mulogo. But a sorcerer.
Nga Mulogo.
A sorcerer.
Naye nga bamuyita balowooza nabbi wa Mukama.
But they called him, they thought he was the prophet of God.
Bano bangi mu nsi yonna kati
bwe tuwogerera. He's amazing in the entire world right now.
Tebakyafaayo boogenda mukulu batogera.
No more mind whether they go to heaven or not.
Wabula maanyi gaago.
But power is there.
Receive.
Fwala maanyi.
Nga mukweri.
And you fall down.
Okubakerere nga musasula
sente. You make noise and you pay money and you go home. Whether you're healed or not, whether you've fallen down, whether you've broken yourself,
he's
manifested his power. He's stuck there like pigs to be throttled. And he begins to sway you down.
But
you go back praising the power of God you saw. And what did you do? The man smote us down. You don't waste with that. You
want
to see the power of God making you fall?
You
hold your nose for 2 minutes and you think you will not fall down. For he has the power which can cause you fall down.
It
happens every day. It's not for searching out for.
Hold
your nose, stop breathing. And see if you can stand. God has much power. But
he
doesn't manifest it like that throughout. Now, pitching people down, meaning, what does it mean? Now, brethren, if you go and they make you fall, fall, what is that? Except when you two are bewitched. Even your will was taken off, you have no head.
Acts 13:8.
We know them who have names of sorcerers.
N'awakana nabo, ng'ayagala okukyamya owessaza mu kukkiriza. Naye Sawulo, era ye Pawulo, bwe yajjula Omwoyo Omutukuvu, bwe yamwekaliriza amaaso, n'agamba nti gwe ajjudde obukuusa bwonna n'okukola obubi kwonna.
Nga nabbi naye ng'ajjudde Mulogo.
Prophet and is a sorcerer.
Ajjudde obukuusa bwonna.
Full of every evil.
N'okukola obubi.
And doing bad things.
Abeera ku TV ng'aseka.
On television laughing.
Bw'abuuza mpozi maama wamuwulira akola ki
mu kisenge. You had your mother doing what in the bedroom?
Ngachikola buli kibicho
nda every evil is doing it.
Bonacho gundi nabbi waka.
That is the prophet of God.
Musumba,
pastor.
Nze byange bizibu.
My issues are very hard.
Kubanga omwami ankuba nnyo no mwana nga awulira.
For my husband beats me so much when a child is hearing.
Amago jangu.
You come, God. They beat
her.
They are in the bedroom crying every time. And many other things.
They are
the one who abused.
And
that was brought a wife
from.
A woman got a man. But that man, he had his wife. Now we told her, you are foolish.
He's
not that
beautiful.
He brought him not knowing that's not his wife. But the power you find it there, be careful of evil powers.
These
have come to engrave 666 on people through the spirit of power of deception, the powers of darkness. Acts 13:10.
N'agamba nti gwe ajjudde obukuusa bwonna n'okukola obubi kwonna, omwana wa Setaani, omulabe w'obutuukirivu bwonna, tolireka kukyamya makubo ga Mukama waffe amagolokofu. Kaakano laba, omukono gwa Mukama waffe guli ku ggwe, onooba musibe w'amaaso nga tolaba enjuba ebiro bingiko.
Tuyimirire Mukama asobole okukola.
Let his standard God may work.
Abalogo bano bonna bajja mufunamu obuzibu.
All the sorcerers are going to experience a problem from the Lord.
Yukira abantu bangi.
Remember many people.
Okusinda ku Ezekiel sura y'omunaana.
According to Ezekiel 8.
Bagenze bakunganya emizimu bakiteeka ku makunganiro.
They have got that demons put them on the synagogue.
Ne bakola na jodiri.
And they make deals with them.
Ne bambaza abantu amanyiga ekizikiza.
And they close papa with evil powers.
Ne baba wamba.
And they capture them.
Babateka mfuge bw'emisango.
And they put them in rulership of demons.
Ne bakola n'endagaano n'emizimu.
And they make covenants with demons. And they prophesy.
Like in
Acts 16.
You know,
concerning the spirit of powers of darkness.
Acts 16:16.
Omuwala eyaliko daimoni alagula n'atusanga.
Daimoni ngekola ki?
Demon and prophesied.
Simwe mwagala okulagula
bakulagula. Is it not you need to be prophesied upon?
Nze kangeteka wanabi antunule.
You go to a prophet to look from me.
Abeko byandagula.
That he may prophesy things upon my life.
Osinga na daimoni eriku muto kuli kwenyine
tayari. Demon is upon his head.
Nkulaba.
It's I see you. Yes.
Mukama agamba.
The Lord says,
you know. The Lord says,
Mwakama agamba,
is going to heal you.
Agenda kuwanya.
And is going to manifest his power.
Era agenda kulaga amanyi. And this.
Nega daimoni zeziri kumutu kuli.
Demons upon the head.
Era Bible yogera Matayo 28.
Matthew 12.
Nti waliwo abagoba emizimu bakozesa emizimu emikulu.
They will cast younger demons using head old demons.
Akati kuja bano kasola banga bakola sente.
You see them making money.
Tebafa kubula mungu ogenza otya mukuru.
Mind your life how we reach heaven.
Oneke yena.
To be saved of hell.
Omanyira wo.
You know.
Nebo abagoba emizimu ezifana
zitya. Ifi cast kozesa
emizimu ate emikulu.
And use senior demons.
Arakuza daimoni ate mfoche kato moyo wakatona.
Prophesy using a demon instead of the spirit of the Lord.
Olina kumura bango olinacho olina.
You have to see when you have an offering to give.
Nakugamira kuja mu nyumba ya kama angaro
nsa. You don't come in God's house empty handed.
Katona rashitakira ndi sirina.
God doesn't know I don't have today. If I don't have or not see God, Jesus had money to give him. Did they have all have? They can prophesy to you upon all things, even to your home.
But
they put demons upon you, they are haunting and following you up. And you think it's the power of God.
They
prophesy everything concerning you.
They
prophesy one and all of you begin to shout and support. And they bewitch you all like that.
They continue to
engrave the number 666. The demon has gone to a place where they pray from. Pray. But the demon too is right there waiting. I'm going to prophesy.
They
don't want to understand God every time. They want to pray and pray and pray.
Demons
have so much place where people pray from so much that they don't want to know God. For they know very well eternal life.
Is not
the one true God.
And
Christ Jesus is saying. Demon at the place where they pray from. And it prophesies.
Then
days it is right there.
Just take a
moment to pray. And it begins. I see you.
You are seeing
you. It's a power manifesting.
And this,
everyone is falling on your down. You're falling.
Emuli okamuga mukama atambule. Era mugenda furuma.
Let's get out here.
Ngamugamba
you say real.
Mukama atambule.
God has moved.
Kumbe sitani we there atambule.
The voice one was been moving.
Muri mune gwe batakula.
There's something that's
quite. Eti mugenda uli achikuta
kuna. You something scratch you and you resist it. But after you say the Lord is the one who moved,
is
the Lord having those big nails scratching people like that? And the Lord
puts
you down and makes you wrong up to the other extreme, you come back. Is that the Lord?
Acts 16:16.
Awulwatu
kabetuwali tugenda wali wasabirwanga. Omwali yaliko daimoni alagula n'atusanga eyafuniranga bakamaabe ebintu ebingi olw'okulagula
bakola sente mu kintu
kino money through prophecies.
Moyo wakatonda kigukola mu sente
the Lord will make all that money through
n'osingana mubutufu nga abasinga mubo mukanisa yo bavu.
And you find most of the people in the church are very poor.
Musajja no mukazi oyo nga gamoto kabe bavu.
That man and that woman, they cast their driving.
Nga bali nawo mululu etima.
They have greed.
Na buli chikolo acho ne chikisibuka
ku. Every evil action comes from them.
Nga bakambwe.
They are harsh.
Nga bakau
nnyo. And they are very wild.
Muneyumwe wa mukama ya bakoze.
But the spirit of the Lord is the one working. They have made evil things and they have told people to get mad that they come to heal them. Now they are refusing it. Praise Jesus. But this power of darkness, they never knew how it will enter the church. And we thought perhaps it's in the world. Yeah, they sure it went to the place where they pray from.
They
have no time to know God. And when you use those places, when they come and they ask, why do they hear? Do they pray from here? Friend, here we pray what we understand. We are not in pray what we don't understand. We don't have time for praying prayers for wasting time. We want to pray a prayer which is meaningful. Praise Jesus. We have prayer from 4.
We
must have a word to know how we're going to pray. And the Lord begins on us like that. And He reveals us more to enter prayer. Not being there, pray. We so many prayers which never profited. And they are spoken of in scriptures. Demons love people and places where they pray from. That we are going to cast demons. And they have already arrived to be cast out of people. They even make cues for themselves. When they chase the one of this one, as it's finished, even this one comes, it's standing, they come like
it's
the same line where each is waiting for his turn.
Is
this not a deal? Cast a legion of demons once. Tell me that each one made a line of kill. After we finish this one, we capture another.
You are there
seeing power is moving. They are on your brains. They cut off the head. They are controlling them by remote.
Acts 16:17. Oyo bwe yagoberera Pawulo naffe nayogereranga waggulu ng'agamba nti abantu bano baddu ba Katonda ali waggulu ennyo.
Buli lunaku lwe bakeranga ogenda
okubuulira. Every time they went to preach.
Nga yasooka obunnabbi.
The one who first prophesied.
Abantu ba Mukama.
The men of God.
Mubalabirire.
We welcome.
Batubuulira kuba eri omulo kwe.
They want salvation to us.
Ba Katonda ali waggulu
ennyo. Of the most high God. You give them the front
seats.
Now they are causing you to fall.
Yet,
demon is in that deal. The others used to eat it, comes and they call it God. Every time it falls, they speak
into their business.
So these were business like. The power is there, but it's of darkness. Baskets of money. And they go build a police post. And the church is still poor.
Police
has enough money in the government. Now you are building police posts.
Yet
you know you're going to be
people
of things where they will never arrest you. People prepare themselves in advance. He's going to do evil things. When he already prepared protection for himself.
And
who is going to arrest you? You who build police posts. Who is that? I don't know even. You go and investigate on him. Praise Jesus. We don't want to speak of anyone.
But
we speak of their fruits and their actions.
But
the Lord told us, you see them by their fruits.
A
person reaches to buy
a place,
but is still begging for money.
No, past 10 years
you're preaching, you're begging for money.
You
still even giving out your phone number on the 30 years you spent preaching. And mine is not owned, but I get it.
He's
an old man.
He has
stolen every money. It is bewitched every person.
Mobile money,
mobile money is still flashing on the television.
You're
gathering money to build the church of God. Are you a thief? Bewitched people, they no more think.
For
no matter how much they gather money, they never get satisfied.
Have
demons gathering money. Tune your station, you can and hear. You can even send money without knowing who has sent you to do that.
Actually, we call it Acts 16, verse 17. Ababuulira ekkubo ery'obulokozi.
Sebo ne beefuula dayimoni yeegamba. Ababuulira bulokozi.
Bulokoke!
Bulokoke! Dayimoni no yeegera.
Dayimoni speak in such
a way. Nga wetulokokera nga wakyamuwa.
The place you are getting saved from is the wrong place.
Gwolowooza buli ayogera ku kulokoka
bulokozi. You think whoever speaks salvation is a
problem. Ne dayimoni zibyogera.
Even demons speak such.
Era baka ayogera ku Yesu.
He speaks of Jesus.
The
demon is speaking of Jesus here.
He's
confusing people. He's speaking the name of Jesus. It too is calling the name of Jesus here. Yet they are stealing people. The man of God, when he passed the city, and they grabbed from all out there, bewitched them. They passed as the plane is casting demons down the people. And they were clothed and they were in clothes, pushing themselves to go see the man of God.
With
the
cross,
is the Catholic, but they cannot get realized to see that. We saw he has birthed another child. And the child never abandons the
cross.
He speaks in Lugan and English. And the Lord said, "You're not familiarized
with
me." He was holding the cross.
The
power. He's there. Mary is up.
Jesus
is on the cross, is crucified.
What
again, let's get back to sanity.
And
let our will be restored us.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
For if a Catholic does that, and
he
prophesies and they fall and they wrong, even salvation is
seen. What
is God's power among these two? We heard
the Protestants
and the Muslims now cast demons. Yes.
Things
have gone wild. They are just demons all over. The world has become white. Powers of darkness have increased. We need to separate from the powers of God. Others say, where it's getting from. So bring it for you and you see it. And the Quran is on.
They are doing
it in safe way, they capture
demons.
Now things have gone wild. Everyone discovered the source where they get the power under the ocean. According to Ezekiel
27,
everyone is going direct to tap the power. You see, even this religion is having the power, even the other.
Atulimbikola by'abatume
Acts 16 verse 18.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
But
in all that, there are these ones down here. Don't you see people, the shrines called the
demons?
Even some judges now, they inquire from demons. They prophesy.
And
they make the powers you see. It is not God. God
will
request us to first see righteousness. For when the Spirit of the Lord comes, he first convicts the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment.
But
that Spirit which comes to just heal people.
That
God said, come all of you, we pray.
You
know, a problem came in the world. Let's end up with Deuteronomy 18 verse 9.
Bulimara okutuuka munsi Mukama Katonda ojakuwa Mukama Katonda ojakuwa toyiganga kukola ng'ebyemizizo ebyamawanga gali bwebiri. Tewalabikanga gy'oli muntu yenna ayisa omuliro mutabani we oba muwala we.
Even
when we used to see those things, they first happened in the shrine. When they raised altars of fire and you moved around the fire.
But
today many churches, they raise fires of altars on the mountains even. And you begin to move around those fires. And the one who raises the fire of that
altar,
most of them are always elderly ladies. And
they
are on those altars. And you are moving around the altar.
Others
in the synagogues in the middle of them.
And
they say, bring your problems, you burn them.
Who
told you they just burn a problem in such a fire? This is sorcery.
Chiamateka uroko vili. Esule yuko minomunalu njiluwa kumi.
Deuteronomy 18 verse 10.
Ne wankubada akula ebiyo bufumu, ne wankubada alaguza ebile.
Keri kulaguza vile.
There is nothing like using clouds to work with the principalities.
Ne wankubada omulogo. Ne wankubada omuganga. Ne wankubada omusawo. Ne wankubada asamira omuzimu. Ne wankubadde emmandwa, ne wankubadde abuuza abafu.
There's nothing like consulting the dead.
Now
the man of the ring, what does he do? You sleep down. You sleep down.
You enter church.
You put your ears down. I put the ring right now. My grandfather.
Killed
you badly. That's the church.
These
are sorcerers.
They are silent, not speaking.
All of them are sorcerers. Tell me who pass with.
And
you support God. Why are you silent over all those things? The other colleague came out to fight them. He too was fought. Now he too went into prayer. He never came back.
He
went like that.
He's
out there praying.
There's
nothing like consulting
the dead.
One man was on television and went to inquire for the forefather of
the
forefather in the grave. He came back to
ask TV.
This who puts screens in the city.
Abalara.
Others that they inherit the powers of the dead.
I hear that has
got the powers of Catherine Pullerman.
They
take care of the graveyards of her very well.
If you want to have
power, you go in the graveyards and pray.
That
one is the Catholic.
They
say it's born again.
They
go to graveyards to get powers.
And
they delight in it.
But
let's be very careful,
brethren.
That's the spirit of the powers of darkness.
It's
the powers of the devils.
Headed
to engrave the number 666. They work in this world.
And they've
been working for a long time.
Like
we heard.
The
spirit of lawlessness has been working.
Now,
I'll just sum up what we've seen in brief. On the other day,
when
we come back to see the skins of the devil,
you
shall see the spirit of knowledge of the devils, which is twisted and distorted. Within it there is what was known in the world, that God is just spirit. God is a big-eyed God. Even that they call it knowledge, but it's not right. Big-eyed God. Now they brought out their God is a big idol. That is the devil. They
have
built something for many years. Now they bring out all the artists. They close only one eye.
The
tricks they do is of that one big-eyed God. Time they have spent putting it in the people. Your forefathers men have died knowing that. That God is a big-eyed God. And it's just the spirit has no body. How comes he created with a body? You came from his image. But they call that the knowledge of the devil. But we here, we had put it in the God is
tease.
If I cause you blaspheme God yourself, he's a big-eyed God. And you keep it with high knowledge. And when
they find you, God
has been our eyes.
He's
a big-eyed God. And here is a big eye. Some artists call it big eye. That one you see is a serious agent.
He's
an agent of the big-eyed God. You hear names, I hear big eye. The eye of Bermuda, the Bermuda eye. Now, brethren, let's be very careful. As we get the knowledge of that,
yes,
praise Jesus so much. There's a lot we call knowledge on earth,
but
all of it is not the knowledge of God. It's the knowledge of the devil. What they explain as knowledge is the knowing of one true God in Christ Jesus is sent. All the rest we call knowledge is not knowledge.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Separating food.
No gamba, no
and you say this is potato.
No gamba, kano
and you say this is portion. Now this is cassava.
No gamba, no
and you say you have knowledge. But how is it made?
No
kote even your knowledge is not complete. Now the last knowledge people don't accept.
Bafuna
it. This knowledge is twisted and distorted.
Which
is subtracted on,
and
we take it as if it's knowledge, but it's not knowledge. For when God tells you how he gets cassava, you may never eat it again. If he makes cassava, he gets it from you may never eat cassava again. For he makes the same process and goes back again. washes it, takes him back, brings him. No one eats of the right food in this body.
Except
we will eat the word. We are the one that is eating the living food. But most of us, what we eat when you see it, you first swallow it, bring it out, and you eat it again. That's when you know what you eat. Now, things like that are many. But they are called knowledge. When we look up there, the heaven is there. Who tells us the heaven? Heaven is circular, even under it's there.
And
we don't know whether there is another heaven up there. But your knowledge tells you heaven is there. Have you ever seen a star? But the wrong knowledge tells you the star is shining up there. And it's very small, but it's a very big thing. There are many things you're going to know as we separate the spirit knowledge of God. We are going to contend with whatever claims to be the knowledge of God. And that's the power where it is. Have you known it? That is the knowledge which is twisted. You called a building, a church, a number of years. Yet he tells you, coming back for the spotless church and the one without a
rainbow.
On day two, he's coming for what he's taking a building. He even your uncle and your grandfather built that building. I don't know whether they were not a church themselves. You know that? That not 3 years, and you've been calling a building a church, and take it out of our understanding, it's not easy. And you need to prove that this is a synagogue. It is a very serious battle. In the entire world, you cannot prove you are the church yourself. If you say that's the building, whether it's the church of God, the sign was chosen to be the church of God, maybe we put it upon ourselves. A cross. And when you find it on the structure, you know this is the church of God.
You know
that that knowledge is wrong, which has been in the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Things
like that.
They are born
the spirit of knowledge of the devils. Did you know?
That
the church is not known as the spirit of spirit.
Then
we have to bring bricks to build it. And you know we raise money to build the church of God, and we praise ourselves. Me on the house of God I build and
contribute.
But he abandoned, he can never hear
me again.
God is saying, I'm on your heart knocking. Open that I enter within you.
And
we open buildings for him. You know, people have spent many years with that.
Did
you know that even the Pope doesn't know he's supposed to be the church? And is it the
St.
Peter Basilica Church, which is just a building? You know the one you think is wise, he's also a Polish person. In that spirit,
when you find him, you
find him
wise
person with knowledge. Did you know that they will know a human being, they don't know him, and they have never seen a human being?
But
the outer person is not a human being. Even when you are in the mirror, you're deceiving yourself. Me. But you, the person you are inside,
but
the devil proved to you that you are the one you see yourself.
It,
you refuse to fight for yourself, you don't know yourself. But it's proven
that
in all the minds of people in the world, that whoever sees himself in the mirror, they are the ones. But Bible says, what is temporal, the unseen is eternal. Remember, we are the one inside. Either you go to hell, be there all days, or in heaven, and you live there all days. Never minded of him, you don't know him. You don't know of yourself. You don't know yourself.
God bless you.